Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Monday, May 6th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We are in There Is a Solution on page 18, the second paragraph, and it begins with, "We hope." This volume, and we're reading through that one paragraph, two little sentences. It ends with, "There are many." And the comments will be on that one paragraph only. Our readers today are Laura W. for the 12 Steps, Sandy K. for the 12 Traditions. The readers of the text are Sherry M., Larry G., and Eileen M. The share ID for yesterday's Sunday meeting, May 5th, is 21,374. That's 21374. And for this morning's meeting, Monday, May 6th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 21375. That's 21375. Our newcomer greeter is Carla C., and our announcements person is Shelley E. Our OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Laura W. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you. One. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Laura W. from New Jersey.
No, and Chicago.
Now, oh, Chicago. Oh, I'm sorry. Chicago.
Yep.
Okay.
Different
I will
Laura
now
w.
ask. Okay, Laura W. from Chicago. I will now ask Sandy K. to read the 12 traditions of OA, Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Sandy Kay, recovered compulsive overeater calling from Florida. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. 6, an OA group would never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Less problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, a public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to praise principles and personalities.
And thank you very much, Sandy Kay from Florida. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions of the book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are in the chapter, There is a Solution. We're on page 18, the second paragraph down. It begins with, we hope this volume, and it ends with, there are many, and it's just short two little sentences. And I will now ask Sherry M. to get us started. Good morning, Sherry.
Thank you, Mo. We hope this volume will inform and comfort those who are or who may be affected. There are many. Wow. 19 powerful words here. Thank you so much, Mo, for your service. My name is Sherry M. I'm gratefully recovered today in Wyoming, currently in California. I am not cured. I have a daily reprieve. This volume, which is, I'm looking at a fourth edition here. I was first given a third edition when I came in, but that's not the volume that helped me to get recovered. I needed to do some more research. And this is the volume that has informed and comforted. The paragraph before is really hitting home what this illness is. This is the kind of illness that I have, which affects everybody I come in contact with. It's the disease that keeps on giving. You may be on the line right now, as I know that I used to attend a lot of meetings, and I was in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous for over 16 years before I got recovered. Sitting in the room, hopeless. Outside of the room, hopeless. I have the experience of both. I can tell you that this book continues to teach me and to provide peace to me and comfort and help me out of feelings of distress. I have a deadly disease, is what I've learned here, and it is getting worse right now as I'm speaking to you. The disease is a sniper in the bushes waiting to take me out. This is what I was born with. There's nothing I can do to change that. But this volume here book that allows me to work the steps on a daily basis. I mean, it just, I don't know why I'm getting so emotional, because without this book, I'd be dead. And if you are on the line right now, maybe you just binge. Maybe you're binging right now while you're listening. It's so easy for us to hide out on a phone meeting as well. But if you're there, like I was, and feeling hopeless, I can assure you, I'm so glad that you're here. There is a solution. We're in this chapter. There is a solution. The solution I found was being entirely abstinent and then surrendering my life to a higher power, which was not me, that has helped to give me a daily reprieve where I don't have to kill myself with food. And then I'm not bringing about, you know, all of these other things like resentments and causing havoc in the world, but mainly to myself. It started inside of me. I'm so grateful to know and to keep learning, and I have a disease of amnesia, so I have to be here every day. I go to both meetings every day. Ever since I found a vision for you, I listened to them at least, for the past several years. And this is the only thing, this vision for you, strong, it was Overeaters Anonymous meeting, is the only thing that has brought me any relief.
Time.
And I continue, thank you, and I continue one day at a time. I can't wait to hear from everyone. Thank you.
And thank you, Sherry M. Where are you from, Sherry? Okay.
Wyoming. Thank you.
Thank you. As I said, we're on page 18 of There Is a Solution. It's the second paragraph down. We hope this volume, and it ends with there are many. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Larry G.
Larry G. Who else?
Laura W.
Laura W.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Anyone else? Now's your opportunity. Press star one. All right, we have Larry G, Laura W,
Mary.
And Deborah G. Now, who's that?
Marion H. Marion H.
Mary. Gotcha, Marion.
Thank
H.
you.
You're welcome. Okay, we'll go with those four. Larry G, Laura W., Deborah G., and Marion H. And please tell us where you're calling from. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Mo. Larry G., and I am from California. Oh, God. Sherry, the Sherry you knocked the ball in the park. That was absolutely beautiful. And why shouldn't we get emotional? Why would we even apologize for that? We are, men and women who are dying have been this cosmic hand reach out to us and pull us out of our dog manure and gave us a life worth living. I was like the fisherman who fell out of a boat in the Bering Sea, and he's got probably 8 minutes to live before hypothermia sets in, and all of a sudden I know where this life preserver comes and pulls me out of the Bering Sea, and I'm now safe. And I'll tell you a little story. I'm going to come out in this. I haven't really talked about this because I have a lot of shame and guilt. My son has got a severe mental illness, and he was diagnosed in his early 20s. He was a beautiful young man. He did some modeling. Girls in his high school would call him on the weeks I had him at my house. He had B-plus average, captain of the baseball team. And so we sent him to Hawaii for his birthday present, and we had to go get him because if something happened, something sure should happen. And before Vision, there's this grocery store across the street from this hospital he's in. It's a great deli. And I would go in there after I would be with him. I would just destroy myself with food. I mean, the pain and grief. And if you're a father in this call, you know what I'm talking about, because at this age, I'm supposed to be going to ball games with my son, backpacking. taking care of my grandchildren, seeing him off on a career, and I'm seeing him in this psychiatric hospital, and I went across the street and I took the feed bag and I destroyed myself with food. I went to see him Saturday, and I had that same feeling walking out, knowing that he will never enjoy the subtleties and small things we take for granted. And I had that same grief, that same black darkness inside. And what did I do? I got in my car, I had packed a lunch, and I made outreach calls to people who are still suffering, who are suffering more than I'm suffering, because I have a solution today. And I can be there for my son. I can be there for my family. I don't have to destroy myself with food. I don't have to numb out so I don't feel the grief. And this is the great thing about sobriety is I get to feel deeply today. I can feel grief. I can feel love. I can feel anger. And I have the capacity to feel those things. And I'm not numbing myself out with 20,000 calories of carbs and sugar and wanting to die. This is the solution that we all have. And those of you who are on this call who are suffering, get somebody before you get on this call today. Get a recovery sponsor. Start working steps, because you too can be have recovery like I do.
Time.
I pass back to you, Mo.
Thank you very much, Larry G. from California. Up next is Laura W., followed by Deborah G. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you, Mo. Hi, everyone. This is Laura W. from Chicago. So this short two sentences, I think it is one of the couple of times in the book that tell me that this is a textbook. This is a teaching book, that this book is going to help me. When I first came to OA and I read the big book for the first time, because I had never been in any 12-step and I had no idea what I was doing, I read it, you know, beginning to end, and I thought, what a nice story. That was back in 2010. And I learned more and more year after year, but when I came to Vision for You meeting, and I already knew it was a textbook, but this particular meeting teaches me line by line how to take every single paragraph apart and understand what they're trying to tell me, to teach me, so that I can learn how to recover. And it's absolutely beautiful. I absolutely love the format of this meeting. I love learning every day, and especially from other people's shares, whether they're recovered, whether they're still in the compulsive eating disease and the illness has them a hold, they can still share. And I can get stuff from your share, even if you are not abstinent. So I just love this meeting and this format, and I love this simple line in the book that tells me, pay attention. This is going to help you. The solution is in here. It's a textbook. It's a how-to book. And just keep listening. Pay attention. Listen to the shares. Open your mind and your heart, and you can find a way out. I think that's it. What I'm thinking about for today, I hope everyone has a good day. Thank you, Mo. I pass.
Thank you very much, Laura W. from Chicago, Illinois. Up next is Deborah G., followed by Marion H. Good morning, Deborah.
Oh, good morning, Mo. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, and thank you so much for your service, Mo, today, leading us and everyone that's made this meeting possible and the share so far. And welcome, welcome to any newcomer on the line. I'm so glad you're hearing this little short paragraph, because it's so true, and I experienced it myself and continue to hear others who experience it that have been affected by this disease. I am a compulsive overeater, and I have heard others say that they are compulsive overeaters, and they share their experience, strength, and hope of what happened with them when they went through this book, when they lived these beautiful 12 steps, and how the lives have changed. I felt so much hope, you know. And so when I went through them, when I finally put down the food, that was the thing too, was I really had to put down the food. Doesn't work when you're still in the food. I like what I heard one time, when I'm still in the food, I'm still going to have the effects of the food. But when I put the food down and I'm taken through these beautiful 12 steps in this book, I get the effects of the steps. You know, I like what it says, who may be affected by the disease, and then I get to have the experience of being affected by the steps when I do that. And breathe and relax and just enjoy the recovery that happens. And I'm so grateful for this book, and I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you.
And thank you, Deborah G. from Arizona. And before I take Marianne H., let me remind everybody where we are, those that are just getting on the line. We're in the chapter, There is a Solution, on page 18, the second paragraph down. We hope this volume, and it ends with There Are Many. And after Marianne H., I will take another list of names. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Mo. It's Marianne H. from Florida. I am a food addict, compulsive eater. I have been in the rooms for a very, very long time, probably close to 50 years, 47. And I have yo-yoed up and down, had lots of sponsors, and once again, unfortunately, and once again, I'm in recovery, and I've been abstinent for quite a while. But I know that the answer is in the steps and in God. And that's all I have to do is work the steps. And I've been reluctant to work all the steps. And that's why I'm struggling all these years. And I just wanted to claim my seat and know that I have to work, because if I'm not going to do the work, I'm just going to stay stuck where I am. And I'm just grateful that I'm willing to listen and hear all of you, and have a beautiful, blessed day, everyone, an abstinent one. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Marion H. from Florida. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this short paragraph on page 18? We hope this volume, and it ends with There Are Many.
I'm Barbara. I want to share. Barbara W.
Okay, let me take a lineup, Barbara. Barbara W.
Nancy L.
Nancy L.
Hillary B.
Hillary B.
Leela S.
Leela S. Anyone else in this lineup? Okay, I have Barbara W., Nancy L., Hillary B., and Leela S.
Mo, this is Donna B.
Oh, hi, Donna. Okay, Donna B. Got you down at the tail here. So please, everyone mute except for Barbara W., and please let us know where you're calling from. Good morning, Barbara.
I'm from New Jersey. I'm a compulsive overeater and grateful for this program. I thank God that living in the solution, following the big book, is awesome for me, because I used to be an alcoholic, and I went from the alcohol to the food, to the food to the alcohol. So this big book is really good for me, because it helps me to know I have an allergy. It's the same thing with the drinking. It's the same thing with the food. And I didn't want to accept that. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to hear what anybody tell me to do, because I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to eat when I wanted to eat. I wanted to drink when I wanted to drink. But when I got older, I'm 69 now, and I thank God every minute for my life. It's very serious, and I'm very happy that I was able with God to turn my ashes into beauty. I'm living into beauty now. I'm trying with God's help to do the steps every day, and I'm enjoying everyday living. And I'm eating healthy, happy food for once in my life, off the sugar, off the junk. I'm talking about the refined sugar with all the garbage in it that makes me sick. I had arthritis, rheumatism from the sugar. Sugar for me is dangerous. It's an allergy, and I never knew it. I really couldn't believe. I'm saying, oh, my God, you mean to tell me the drinking was an allergy? Now the food is an allergy? Oh, you know, and I was so sad one time that I had this problem. I didn't want to live with this problem. I thought I would be okay. But, you know, I am blessed and so grateful that there are a lot of people that are struggling, and I'm so glad to be able to help them. When they can say, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Turn it over to God, because God is there and he helps me each and every day to give up with my addiction, to read the big book, to go to meetings. If I can't get out, I can do them on the phone. We have it. We have a gift. This is a gift from God, and I am definitely happy to be a part of it. And I'm just thanking God that he is helping me with my food and my life and my attitude and my controlling. I used to be very controlling with people. He's helping me to let go. If you can let go of the food, you can let go of people, places, and things. Certain things and places that I can't go, but you know what? When one door closed, another door opens. And that is wonderful. He's a provider. So I just want to thank you for letting me share, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Right on time. Barbara W. from New Jersey. Up next is Nancy L., followed by Hillary B. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Mauro. Good morning, everybody. This is Nancy, recovered in Arizona. And, wow, we hope this volume will inform and comfort those who are or may be affected. There are many. I just love the word comfort, because I am a comfort seeker. I have to be comfortable all the time, don't you know? And that was really my belief way back when. It was like I just happened to have had a very rough childhood, and therefore I need it from you, and I need it from the store, and I need lots of money to buy what I need at the store. And all that did was make me absolutely miserable as I continued to gain the weight and gain the weight. I think I figured I gained about 10 pounds a year, which most people say, well, that's not so bad. Yeah, but after 10 years, what are you looking at? 100 pounds plus overweight. And I was so miserable and very, very sick. Today in recovery, thanks be to God and his mercy and this big book and my other favorite book, I am free from the compulsive overeating and all that extra weight, and I'm well today. I'm not achy today. I'm pretty old too, but I feel good. I just finished a 3-mile walk. Thanks be to God for all of it, and I believe that this book is for anyone who really wants to work it, because it works. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nancy L. from Arizona. Up next is Hillary B., followed by Leela S. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for everyone who shared already, because it's already helped me start my day on such a positive note.
Where are you calling from, Hillary?
Oh, sorry, Southern California, Pacific
time.
Thank you. Yes. We hope this volume will inform and comfort those who are or who may be affected. For years, decades, I didn't think I was that badly affected. I knew I was a compulsive overeater, but just not that bad. Not as bad as you guys. So I didn't have to do as much. So I suffered and suffered and suffered and got worse and worse and worse until I did finally surrender. And this volume has guided me. This volume has informed me through other people giving me their interpretation. And it's amazing because I had read the book like lots of times, but it just seemed. Oh, somebody's unmuted because they're having a conversation.
I know.
Okay.
Please mute yourself if you're not
Hillary.
I had to look at my notes, okay. Hillary. Sorry.
That's okay. Welcome to my brain. Anyway, thank you. And so other people have helped me become informed and comforted by this book and this, yeah, because they've taught me through their interpretation and through their experience how to read the book, how to interpret the book, how to understand the book. And so it isn't just the book by itself. It's the people. It's the people who share from their heart using their own experience. And I'm just so grateful. And this weekend I spent with my husband and I spent the whole weekend babysitting our grandkids. Their parents were gone, just the kids. We love the kids. I especially love these kids. Wow. This weekend was a disaster. It was so hard. They weren't these wonderful, loving bundles of joy. They were rebellious, and they're just 2 and 3. And it was like, oh, I was so thrashed last night when we finally got home. And I really did want to eat. I really wanted to eat mostly the whole weekend. But luckily, I had my food. I ate my 3 meals. I did eat a snack, which I usually don't need a snack, but I did have to have my snack this weekend. And I got through it, that's all. And I learned from it. I wrote about it. I took it out on my husband and had to make amends for that. And did you say time?
Not yet. You got 29
seconds. Okay. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. I'm trying to practice sharing now at least once a week because I have the hugest ego that always tells me, you can't share, you're not that good, you don't have that much to say. And I finally get to say, it doesn't matter. I share what I have to share, and I have to tell my head to shut up about it. Just do it. All right. So I can be a part of. Thank you all so much for listening.
And thank you, Hillary B., having a nice laugh here. Up next is Leela S., followed by Donna B. Good morning, Leela. Where are you calling from? Press star 1 to unmute, Leela.
Good morning. This is Leela S. calling from Missouri. Thank you for letting me share. I just wanted to share on this sentence because this volume has informed and comforted me, and I'm just so thankful for it. I started my abstinent journey about 18 months ago. And in the first year, about every 2 or 3 months, I would relapse into a brief relapse, and it was a real struggle to get abstinent again. And every single time that happened, it was harder and harder to get abstinent again. And so this last time around, when I started my abstinence again in December, this past December, I realized I just needed to work the steps and get into the big book for all I'm worth. And I needed to really make the big book my focus, step work my focus. And it has informed me, and it has given me comfort. I learned from working the steps that I have been a comfort seeker my whole life. I've learned that a lot of my behaviors have been because I was seeking comfort, and for sure that was true with the food. My life got a little bit difficult over the last 5 years, and so I saw that my addiction got worse exponentially with that life situation that I was experiencing, that I used the food and I used sugar mainly to comfort myself through those difficult times. So I learned from the step work that I don't need that, and that what I need to comfort me in those difficult times is God. And the step work allowed me to work through my resentments and my bitternesses and let go of those things so that I could open up that channel and be connected to God so that I could look to Him for that comfort. And so I'm just thankful to be here today. I'm thankful for the information that this book has given to me. I'm thankful for the information that I've received from the Big Book teachers and speakers, many people who have been in the program a long time and shared their experience. Strength and Hope has really meant the world to me and changed my life, as well as the information in this book. And I take comfort just in reading the book. I take comfort in going to meetings where the Big Book is discussed. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful today to be abstinent, experiencing the emotional sobriety, the mental clarity, and the physical healing. And I credit the Big Book and these Big Book groups that teach the Big Book, and I'm so thankful. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Leela S. from Missouri. And before I take Donna B., I'll remind everybody we're in There Is a Solution, page 18, second paragraph down. We hope this volume, and it ends with There Are Many. After Donna B., I can take a few more names. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. This is Donna B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, binge purge bulimic, and exercise bulimic, calling from Denver, Colorado. My first name is spelled D-A-N-A. And I too am focusing on the word comfort. I'm 48 years old, and I hate to say it out loud, but the truth is that I suffer from chronic pain. I have arthritis in a number of my joints. And I have a pelvic floor dysfunction. And I believe that all of this is either a direct result or further aggravated by exercise bulimia that I had really, really intensely in my younger years. And I've been writing about the chronic pain a lot in my nightly review, particularly because my toe is triggered, and I had surgery on it just over a year ago. So it's disappointing. And I have the choice to spiral into catastrophic thinking, which I'm very, very good at. I am very creative when it comes to catastrophic thinking and how the arthritis in this toe will destroy the quality of my life. But I also have the choice to seek comfort in the stories of recovery of others and in the stories of recovery that I've witnessed in myself. And I have found through working the steps that my mind has become resourceful. It's helpful. It's comforting. It isn't an enemy that's working against me. So when I sit down with my higher power and with the steps, I can think of things like, oh, there are other options by which I can exercise. My friends are not going to abandon me if I can't walk with them. We can still meet and have tea together. I'm going to be okay. I'm not the only one who suffers with chronic pain. And there are so many ways to enjoy life and all that life has to offer, even if I have physical limitations. And I have so very much to be grateful for. It's a miracle that my mind, that thing that I live with and have suffered with, can also be a source of comfort. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Donna B., spelled D-A-N-A, from Colorado. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. I have room for maybe three more shares. We're on page 18, the second paragraph down. We hope this volume, and there are many. Who would like to share on this paragraph?
Gary K.
Holly H.
I have Christina Gary M. K. Wait a minute. Gary K. And then there was somebody H.
Holly H.
Holly H. And then who was that after Polly?
Christina M.
Gotcha. Okay, let's stop there. Christina M. All right, and let us know where you're calling from. Everyone else mute except Gary K. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary K. here in California. And it seems like the word of the meeting is comfort and comforting. And for me, it is very comforting. I've been in and out of vision for years, never left OA. It's been 14 years when I calculate. It's a long time. But what I'm loving, like even at the start of the meeting, was the emotional part. And then hearing these people's stories, you know, just gut-wrenching. And so, and for me, the comforting part is because a lot of you I've heard over the years, your voices and stuff. And so that was my big thing. It's just, I'm just loving it. Just like hearing you, Mo, all the time out there, getting names and all that. So it's such a personal meeting. And so to me, I was just thinking, too, because I'm definitely a 12-stepper and a big book fan. And for me, that's another thing. It's just so comforting, you know, those pages you guys read, you know, one paragraph. And I've done that actually with a friend in program. We just have gone through a weekly thing reading the paragraph at a time. So, and I love that someone said about speaking up and, you know, not speaking up, because a lot of times I don't, because what do I have to say? What do I have to share? And so anyways, that's enough out of me. And thanks for being there and leading and everyone else. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Gary K. from California. Next is Polly H., followed by Christina M. Good morning, Polly.
Hi, this is Holly H. with an H, so H-H, Holly H., and from Cleveland, Ohio, and long-time listener, first-time sharer, but today's words that popped up for me were the hope, they hope that this volume brings us comfort, so hope and comfort, and I just wanted to thank everybody who shared for all the meetings that I've stayed silent and just listened and been and found hope and comfort. And I also want to just say that this big book of Alcoholics Anonymous is filled with hope and comfort, and it points you to the source of hope and comfort, which is our God, our higher powers. And I just praise God every day that there is recovery and there is an endless source of hope and comfort through the big book, through the scripture of my faith, and through my relationship with my God, and through meetings like this where there is hope and comfort. And the people who wrote these pages are, you know, they're just pouring out their heart for all of us, the many. And I am one of the many, and I am just overjoyed today to share my hope and comfort with you all. And I've been intimidated to do so, and I'm stepping out, and I'm a little nervous. With that, I'll pass. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much. Holly H. from Ohio, starts with an H. All right, up next is Christina M. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Christina M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. So grateful to be here, and thank you for everyone doing service and the lead share and all the shares this morning have just been amazing. And I am also ignoring the critical voice inside my head that tells me not to share and raising my hand, my virtual hand and voice in this meeting, because I am a real compulsive overeater and I'm here because I need help. And that's never going to change. And so this short paragraph, these two little sentences, spoke to me this morning. We hope this volume will inform and comfort those who are or who may be affected. There are many. What popped into my mind was, you know, I came back to OA about 3.5 years ago after many years in and out of the rooms, as many people have shared, you know, similar experiences. And I thought I had read the big book. I thought I understood the big book. But what I heard when I came back and I came to this meeting in particular, one of the first things that I heard that has always stuck with me, which I had never heard before, was that the big book is not a book to be read. It is a textbook to be studied. And I had never heard it put that way before. And I had certainly never studied it or approached it that way. And this same person said, class is in session, get your notebook out and start taking notes. And, you know, I'm a good student. I can do that. And so that's what I did. And like so many others have shared, you know, that is where, you know, this recovery begins. That's where it began for me. And so, you know, when I started going through this book line by line on this meeting with a sponsor, after being entirely abstinent, things really started to change for me in a way that I just did not believe was possible. And so, you know, what really speaks to me today are these, as everyone has said, these two words, inform and comfort. You know, and to inform, I looked up the meaning and it says to communicate knowledge. And that's so powerful because I thought I understood what was wrong with me. You know, I thought I thought I had a problem with food. You know, I'm overweight. I've always had this issue with food. I thought that was my problem. I thought that was, I had the knowledge that I needed. But that was not the knowledge that I needed. The knowledge that I needed is that I have, like it says in the paragraph above, I have an illness. I have a disease that is never going away. It's never going to change. I'm never going to be a normal eater. But the comfort is that there's a solution, you know, and that we are all together and united in the solution. So I think my time's almost up. Thank you so much for your service, and I will pass with that. Thanks.
And thank you very much, Christina M. from Massachusetts, I think you said. Or Maine, I'm not sure. We have time for like a minute share. Does somebody want to sneak in there on a minute?
Kara B. from Michigan.
Okay, Kara, you got a minute. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm Kara B. from Michigan. And I just so much resonate with all the shares that have been happening today. I think my biggest, it's such a, one of the biggest gifts that this program gave me was hope. I was so hopeless. And no matter what I did, I just felt like I was digging deeper and deeper into this hole. And by hearing the shares of people that had applied the principles of this book and found recovery, that gave me hope that I could do the same when I heard my stories echoed in theirs. So thank you so much for being here and being part of the solution. I want so much to give back and be part of the solution as well, because that's what brought me out of my darkness. I'm so glad to be here in the light with all of you. That's it. I pass. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you, Kara B., for taking us out tonight, this morning. Kara B. from Michigan. All right. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will ask Larry G. to please read a vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, thank you, Mo. Our book is meant to be suggested only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of spirit and will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And I pass.
I'm waiting for the-